Discipline is a lot more effective than motivation. Discipline will take you places that motivation won't.
What is it like to work with your grandma?
Please welcome, brilliant Giuseppe and Nonna.
She's got 12 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, 6 children.
What is one lesson she taught you?
Giuseppe and his grandma just won Creator of the Year.
About 7 years ago, my dad was diagnosed with colon cancer. The content creator industry can be very lonely.
What were your thoughts during that time?
It's going to work out. The best time to start creating content or following your business dreams, whatever, is yesterday. The next time is today. And it took me over 4 years to get my first 10,000 followers.
What was the beginning like for you? And maybe some advice you would give your younger self?
Yeah, focus on well-being, not being well off.
What's the best lesson you have been taught in terms of success?
Einen wunderschönen guten Morgen, guten Mittag oder guten Abend. Herzlich willkommen zurück zu Vegan aber richtig. Vielen Dank, dass du heute mal wieder dabei bist und deine Zeit in das Wichtigste in deinem Leben investierst, nämlich deine eigene Gesundheit. Ich bin gerade zurück aus einem wohlverdienten Urlaub. Hat absolut nichts mit dem Intro zu tun und mit dem, was... Wobei doch, ich würde schon sagen, weil am Ende des Tages, Vegan aber richtig ist ein Gesundheitspodcast. Es ist ein Podcast nicht nur für VeganerInnen, sondern für jeden, der wachsen will, für jeden, der ein gesundes, langes und erfülltes Leben leben möchte. Und ich probiere euch die Werkzeuge mit an die Hand zu geben, die das ermöglichen. Und jetzt hier gerade aus dem Urlaub zu kommen und mal komplett abgeschaltet zu haben, mein Handy komplett auszumachen, nicht auf sozialen Medien unterwegs zu sein. Oh mein Gott, das waren 5 Tage. Ich fühle mich so erholt, als wenn ich gerade aus einem 7 Wochen Urlaub komme, wo ich einfach mal nichts gemacht habe. Und heutzutage, wir sind die ganze Zeit irgendwie erreichbar. WhatsApp wird gefühlt zum neuen E-Mail-Postfach. Dein Chef, deine Kunden können dich gefühlt die ganze Zeit erreichen. Und du hast es dir vollkommen auch mal verdient, mal komplett abzuschalten. Mal komplett zu relaxen. Und ich weiß, dass das angsteinflößend sein kann für viele Menschen. Wir leben in einem Zeitalter, wo für viele es Disziplin kostet, auf Toilette zu gehen und das Handy nicht mitzunehmen. Wir alle kennen es. Und deswegen, mal als kleine Inspiration vielleicht diese Woche, nimm dir mal einen Tag, wo du dein Handy komplett ausmachst, wo du komplett gar nicht auf sozialen Medien bist. Wo du dir einfach mal Zeit für dich selbst nimmst. Oder für deine Freunde, für deine Partnerin, für deinen Partner. So viel dazu. Die heutige Podcast-Episode ist, ich würde sagen, es ist fair to say, eine spezielle Episode. Ich habe einen neuen Podcast gestartet. Auf Englisch, der heißt Success Leaves Clues. Und da hatte ich jemanden zu Gast und davon hörst du heute einen Teil, Teil 1 der Episode, der wunderbare vegane Rezepte kreiert mit seiner Nonna, mit seiner Oma und einfach, ja, das Internet damit verzaubert, begeistert, ich weiß nicht wie viele, zig Millionen, hunderte Millionen, Aufrufe, seine Videos bekommen haben, hat gerade den König getroffen. So viel dazu, dass man mit veganen Rezepten nicht viel erreichen kann auf sozialen Medien. Und du hörst heute einen Ausschnitt, selbst heißt der werte Herr, Giuseppe ist ein guter Freund von mir. Also gerne mal auf Instagram auschecken, der macht, wie gesagt, wunderbare italienische Gerichte, Rezepte mit seiner Oma und ich weiß, ihr seid alle essensbegeistert, deswegen schaut euch das gerne mal an und natürlich auch die ganze Episode angucken auf meinem englischen Podcast Success Leaves Clues. Wenn dir dieser Podcast in der Vergangenheit mal Mehrwert gegeben hat, dann gerne einfach jetzt mal gerade eben pausieren, rübergehen, Success Leaves Clues. Du findest den Podcast-Link auch unten in der Beschreibung von dieser Episode und hör gerne rein, abonniere, super mehrwertreicher Content. Ich probiere auf dem Podcast, dir die Erfolgsrezepte von Menschen mitzugeben, die Besonderes erreicht haben in ihrem Leben und zusammen zu lernen, zusammen zu wachsen. Es ist ein Podcast über Persönlichkeitsentwicklung und ich habe diesen Podcast quasi für Axel erschaffen, der 18 war und keine Ahnung hatte, was er machen wollte. Ich habe den Podcast auch für mein jetziges Ich erschaffen, weil eines unserer Bedürfnisse ist zu wachsen. Immer wenn wir wachsen in unseren Beziehungen, emotional, spirituell, finanziell, fühlt sich das gut an. Und das ist, weil das ein grundsätzliches Bedürfnis ist. Das ist der Grund, warum du jetzt gerade einen Podcast hören kannst und wir uns nicht in irgendeiner Höhle unterhalten. viel Spaß mit Teil 1 der Episode. Wie gesagt, rübergehen zu meinem englischen Podcast. Hör dir die ganze Episode an. Also das Interview, was du gleich hörst, ist auf Englisch. Trotzdem mega mehrwertreich. Du lernst was Neues. Immer wenn du auch was auf einer anderen Sprache hörst, du trainierst dein Hirn. Du bildest neue Neuroassoziationen. Du lernst was dazu. Dein Hirn wächst. Es ist so, so wichtig, dass du dein Hirn zum Wachsen bringst. Super viele mehrwertreiche Interviews auf dem Podcast Success Leads Clues. Ich wünsche dir ganz viel Spaß. Danke, dass du Teil dieser geilen Community bist und ich höre dich später. Ganz viel Spaß mit der Episode.
Success Leads Clues. A podcast episode that will be a special one. Not only because of the guest that I have sitting in front of me, but also because we are recording this on a boat. And I told you before, Giuseppe, I've done 500, 600 podcast episodes, but never on a boat.
We are on a boat.
This could be the first time someone gets seasick.
I am already seasick, yeah. No, it's fine, it's fine.
Well, perfect conditions. Mate, I'm so honored that you're here.
Thank you for having me, bro.
Yeah, of course. We got a nice gym session
we
in.
We did. Before. Got a nice pump on. You did cut the workout short, but it's all good.
30 minutes. That's
30 minutes is too short for a workout, bro.
I mean, depends on your goal. I just 30 minutes is all I need. You got a good workout in?
Yeah, we did.
And I think everyone here can learn a lot from you, especially. I mean, I know you for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I know you already since before you basically posted anything on social media.
Yeah.
You remember you used to work for, I mean, of course you remember, you're not stupid.
Yeah. When I first met you, I think you went on Robbie's podcast or mm-hmm. he went on yours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So our podcasts are connecting us. Yeah. And you used to work for Plant-Based News.
Yeah, Plant-Based News.
And then on the side, I obviously always, you know, followed mm-hmm. you and you went, I think this was during the pandemic? No, pre-pandemic.
Yeah, it was pre-pandemic. Slide, yeah.
That's when you started?
Mm. So were you one of the Vivo Life like ambassadors?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember, I remember looking up to all the Viva Life ambassadors saying, one day I want to beat those guys. Like, they were so cool, like Nimai, all that. And then I think I met a bunch
that's
of you.
That's when
we met,
yeah.
At the Veg Fest? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it. And that's when you did the podcast, wasn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. So that's 3 years ago. I think this was 3-4 years ago. Mm. And since then, I think, I don't know how many hundreds, millions of views you have, almost 500,000 people on Instagram.
I know, it's crazy.
How does that feel?
It's weird because it doesn't actually feel like anything. I thought it would feel like something, but like when I first had 100K, I was like, am I going to feel like I have 100K followers? But it doesn't feel like anything. It's just a number, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's cool to know that I'm reaching a lot of people with the message I want to promote,
mm-hmm.
Which is plant-based food.
Let's start there. What is the message you're trying to promote?
So it's not really like set in stone, like black or white, but uh-huh. and it's obviously changed a lot over the years and it probably will change, but at the moment, and it's kind of been like that for a while, is just encouraging people to eat more plant-based and showing people how easy and delicious plant-based food can be, and also that you don't need to you don't need meat for protein, basically, because a lot of my foods are a lot of my recipes are high in protein and healthy simple dishes, things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to make it funny as well.
That's it. But also, obviously, like you mentioned, I do have a few other videos, like the ones in the street, which are quite funny, we can talk about. And also the ones of my grandma and my nonna. So uh-huh. we can also talk about that.
Yeah, of course. No, let's talk. We're going to definitely talk about nonna. But I also want to talk about your beginnings. When was the, do you remember a day where you said, like, this is it, I'm starting it, I'm going full in, this is going to be my main thing? Or was it a slow process? Mm. I'm just thinking of the people here, a lot of, you know, young people who want to start maybe their own business, something on social media. Mm. Looking back, what was the beginning like for you? And maybe some advice you would give your younger self.
Yeah, good question. So I've never actually had that thought process of, right, I need to give it 100% like now. Uh-huh. It happened very, very gradually. So obviously I was working after uni, working for the plant-based news, and I kind of just did this thing on the side hustles whilst I was at uni. And it just generally got a little bigger and bigger. And if I'm honest, I probably went full-time freelance later than usual. Like, I could have gone full-time freelance a lot longer, like a long time before I actually did, but I wanted to like make sure it was really going to work and mm-hmm. have that security. Some people like to take the risk and do it a bit sooner, and most of the time it does pay off. But I wanted that security to make sure, right, listen, I can definitely like survive without this job. And that was the best decision I ever made because like it's obviously going well so far. In terms of advice, there's a cool quote. I know you like quotes, so I can share one. I can't remember exactly, but it's something like, if you're not embarrassed by your first company, first video, then you started too late.
Mm.
And I really like that because it's when anyone ever starts anything like YouTube channel or even my own videos, when I look back at my first videos, they're so cringy and embarrassing and awkward.
Are they still online?
Most of them, no.
Oh, okay. All of my YouTube videos?
Exactly.
Like the first one, all private.
That is the best time to start because mm-hmm. if you wait until the perfect moment, you'll never post any content because it doesn't exist. So I would just definitely say start, like the best time to start creating content or following your business dreams, whatever, is yesterday. The next time is today. Mm. And then just figure it out as you go along, make the mistakes, etc.
What I also, thinking back, what I am noticing, you working for plant-based news was so smart because I always tell people, if you want to do something as quickly as possible, try to find someone who has achieved what you're trying to achieve and be in that energy.
That's true.
Spend time with them. And you spending time with so many creative people and, you know, being in that social media space, you obviously learn a couple of things.
I met so many cool people and networks. Exactly. It's weird because I never went into the job thinking that it was a smart decision to get to my next career.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have happily worked there for a lot longer. It's just, obviously, my side hustle ended up being the main hustle.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just kind of happened really naturally. But like you say, yeah, it was definitely a good idea because you should always surround yourself by people that are like more successful than you, people that are more wealthy than you, people that are more intelligent than you, so that you can constantly learn from them, I guess.
Mm. What were your most stressful thoughts during that time?
When I was working there?
No, when you started.
Oh, starting my
Let's
page.
Say you had the idea at some point, you were like, obviously, I kind of want to do my own thing.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think in terms of income, because obviously being a full-time freelancer, content creator, influencer, whatever you want to call it, that you're not guaranteed a particular income every month.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously if you're like living in London, you're paying rent, like you need to know you can afford it, etc. Mm-hmm. But I think you've got to trust your gut and know that you are able to like earn that sort of money and be successful with it. Things like management helps a lot because they can obviously push and help to get you branded deals. But yeah, I'm very, very fortunate. I've not had any like really, really stressful times with it, to be honest.
Mm. So the most stressful thought was like, hey, I won't make it.
At the beginning, yeah. But I've not really had any difficulty with it.
Sorry,
I can't tell you like a really sad, depressing story. You can put some sad music on it, but no, it's a very cushy life.
So you just...
But I'm blessed.
Yeah, you were blessed. And I think... You know, again, working in that space before, you kind of knew, you know, how collaborations worked because of your work before. It wasn't like you went all in immediately, right?
It was very, very slow, yeah.
It was a process. It wasn't like an overnight success. You posted one recipe and like the whole shebang blew up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sorry, I interrupted you then. I learned how to edit videos working there. So it's like that obviously is a massive skill that's quite helped me to do what I do today.
What helped you push through the... You know, challenging times, in case you had any.
Probably just like the perseverance, but also understanding that it's going to work out, and being in London and being in that sort of community with other content creators is so helpful.
Mm.
So I have so many people that are in my support network that do the same as me, but also that don't do the same as me, and it's just such a nice industry to be a part of if you're supporting each other, because the content creator industry can be very lonely if you don't have other friends or any people nearby. Like I have friends, influencer friends that are in other cities in Europe, and they have like no one. Like their whole town is just, they all work like normal 9-to-5 jobs and no one's a content creator there. Whereas I think in London, especially London, it's just like, not everyone's a content creator, but it's just so densely populated and there's so many events and like meetups, and
you can push each other, you can support each other.
So much motivation out there. So yeah, I feel very lucky to be in a city where it's thriving for my industry, if that makes sense.
Mm, definitely. I mean, that's the power of a peer group.
Mm, exactly.
You can just save so much time when you support each other, learn. You're also big on collaborating.
Yes, I love collaborating. I love like supporting smaller pages and also learning from, not pages, obviously they're people as well, but I love supporting people with smaller pages and also learning from people with bigger like platforms. So I think there's definitely like key things to learn from both. When it's the smaller platforms, they're obviously like really hungry, and it's so cool to help elevate their profile. And then also obviously with people with bigger platforms, I can learn things like better filming techniques and better editing techniques and things like that.
How to film a podcast on a boat.
That's it, yeah. I never thought I'd be filming a podcast on a boat, but here we are.
See? Maybe I'm going to make this a thing. Someone should. Yeah. Podcast on a boat. Anyways, so what I hear is that you actually fits perfectly to the podcast, Success Leaves Clues. You are constantly learning from people who have more success in a certain area of life than you, and that's how you, you know, keep growing.
Yeah, I think that's the key as well to any sort of success, is to lean into other people's areas of success, because obviously there's so many people that are successful in like the finance world or like relationships or their health, etc. And you can't really just focus on one. You have to be, well, obviously for me, the most important way to be successful is in your health, physically and mentally, because you can't have success in any other aspect without having success in your health. That's a very good soundbite, by the way. We should definitely use that to promote this podcast.
We'll get there in a second. Yeah. But before, I wanna go even further back. Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit about why you got into, you know, like recipe creating, plant-based foods, health in general.
Yeah, sure.
Was there like a certain event in your life that inspired you to, you know, get involved?
Yeah, so growing up, I come from an Italian background, even though I sound like a northerner, but both my parents are Italian, and I do have an Italian passport for everyone that says I'm a fake Italian. But yeah, we're obviously coming from like a Mediterranean sort of cuisine and culture, we've always eaten pretty healthy. And then I got into like intermittent fasting as well, which really like interested me and getting into more healthy. And then about 7 years ago, my dad was diagnosed with colon cancer, like stage 4, which is like a pretty bad one. And that came as a big shock because obviously my whole family pretty healthy. And obviously, as most people do, I just went on to Google, like researched like, oh, what causes it. And basically over the period of like 6 months, I just did loads of researching, reading books, watching documentaries, reading studies. And everything pointed back to a plant-based diet is the best way to prevent it. And in some cases, even like help reverse it or cure it, etc. And so obviously throughout over a year of my dad being ill, I tried to like push this on him and convince him. And eventually towards the 1 year mark, he gave it a go because he was basically refusing chemo at that point because he just couldn't stand it. And then he had an operation, and whether he was like super lucky with the operation or a mix of him going plant-based as well, he basically managed to get into like a 3 month remission and then a 6 month remission. And now it's like 6 years later and he's still plant-based, feels better than he did before. And my whole family are vegan now as well, which is cool. So that definitely was a turning point in terms of the reason why I opened my eyes to it, the health aspects. I obviously looked more into it in terms of the environmental benefits and the ethical reasons for not eating animal products. And now it just feels like a second nature to me. Like, it's so easy. I can get more than enough protein. Obviously, it's easier in the society that we live in to get protein from animal products because animal products are everywhere. Mm-hmm. But once you've opened your mind and you've taken a step back and you've done a bit of research, especially now in a Western society that we live in, it's so, so easy to eat plant-based and get enough protein, etc.
I also like the way you talk about veganism, because you don't make it super exclusive, if that makes sense.
A lot of people hate the V word.
Yeah.
So I've not spoken about this much really, actually, but I've, for maybe about the last 8 months, I've taken the vegan word out of my Instagram bio.
Oh.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Oh. Well,
I'll give you my thoughts, but I'll happily hear your thoughts.
What are my thoughts? I mean, you should do whatever the heck you want to do, and I respect that when people say that. And I can understand that, because there are just some people forcing their beliefs on others, and I personally choose to not.
Yeah.
Just I think I would have to call myself a hypocrite, because I will forever remember this story. My first girlfriend, we were together for six years, bless her soul, Christina, if you're listening, still love you.
Take me back, baby.
Don't take me back. I'm happy. Anyways, she had a cousin and she was vegetarian. And I always looked at her as if something would be wrong with her. Like, genuinely, I have to be honest, I thought she's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, something is completely off. And then, you know, at some point, I think like 7, 8 years ago, I decided to, you know, switch my diet. And I would just be a hypocrite if I would say, like, this is the only, you have to do this mm-hmm. and that. So my family, not everyone is vegan, mm-hmm. but if my father adds tomatoes to his plate, I'm like, I'm cheering, I'm thrilled. I'm like, yeah, let's go. This is amazing. And what, you know, we are all so different. So I choose to believe, like, hey, already a bit more plants to your diet. That's already amazing. And yep. you know, you are unique. So I try to.
Yeah, it's a bit cliche, but obviously everyone's on a journey. And also we've got to remember that we weren't plant-based for our whole entire lives. Mm. So we can't really expect someone else to be at their point in their life.
Mm.
So yeah, the first year of me being vegan, plant-based, I was very, very like pushy and like wanting
Did
everyone
you get a
to
tattoo
be,
or something?
I didn't get a tattoo, fortunately, but
I have some
everyone...
friends with vegan tattoos.
Yeah, me too, actually. One of my friends has like tofu somewhere here in like a love heart.
You should get new friends. No.
That's it. But, what was I saying?
Tattoos, vegan tattoos. You were talking about the word vegan in your bio.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I chose to get rid of the word vegan in my bio because I feel like it can kind of push some people away. Mm-hmm. And obviously, a lot of content in terms of recipes gets pushed to people that don't follow you.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are seeing a new person, they'll probably go on their profile and they're like, oh, cool, this guy has cool videos. But most of the time, if they see like that everything's vegan
mm-hmm.
straight from the bio, they'd be like, "Oh no, I'm not vegan. I'm not interested in this page."
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if they liked that one video and they came to my page and they liked the look of the others, they're probably more likely to follow,
mm-hmm.
and then hence I'm more likely to reach more people and then reach more people with my plant-based recipes.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's worked so far. It's ever since I got rid of it, I feel like my videos are reaching more people, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, all my recipes are always plant-based, but I can probably confidently say they always will be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just maybe like toning that down a little bit so that people don't feel as intimidated when they see a recipe that's like all veganness, vegan that, etc.
Mm. Yeah, that also reminds me of the video you filmed. Everybody go watch it. It's hilarious. You ask people on the street. I think a lot. It was in London, and you did it in LA as well. And name three vegan foods, and I was blown
that's
away
so
by how you know. How clueless.
How stupid people are. Yeah.
And
but it's not their fault because we don't get educated really on nutrition.
True.
But also, like, everyone should be able to name three vegan foods. It's like they think it's a loaded
name
question.
Three.
But it's literally like broccoli, potatoes, and carrots. Like, but I think the whole vegan word has now almost been commercialized to be synonymous with a vegan product in the supermarket that's like Beyond Meat or like Oatly milk, do you know what I mean? Like even I struggle to name three different brands, and I think a lot of people think that with vegan food, but they don't fail to realize that vegan food is just like any vegetable and fruit, and people
whole
have been
grains,
eating this food
you know,
for thousands of years. It's just not been called vegan food, it's just been called food.
Yeah. Nice. So your father is the reason why you started.
For sure, yeah. He's the inspiration of what started the research, mm-hmm. and then I convinced him to do it, and then my whole family. But there's like countless reasons to not eat animal products.
You mentioned the word success before, and the podcast is called Success Leaves Clues. I'm wondering, what is your definition of success?
My definition of success is being able to work on your own time, work on your own schedule, and when you want to do something, being able to do it without any friction, without any anything that's going to stop you from doing it. For example, saving up 3 months' wage to do it, or having to book holidays off to do it. Do you know what I mean? So my definition of success is basically freedom, I would say.
Mm. Yeah, I can tell.
Was that answer okay?
That was a good answer. I would give you the same answer. I value, like, one of my core values is definitely freedom, I would say, and doing what I want, when I want, with whom I want. I always say I'm unemployable.
Yeah.
Because I like, you know, I like
We're
to do my
to
own
work.
I mean, my boss would probably confirm. I do love freedom, and I appreciate meeting people, you know, like you who do the same. So what would you say is the best lesson you have ever learned what's the best lesson you have been taught in terms of success?
You could have prepared me for these questions, so I could have thought of a better answer. No,
I tried to. And we got here in the Uber together.
So what's the best lesson of success? Probably just believe in yourself, to be honest. Believe that you are capable. And it's not necessarily that one person has taught me this. It's just what I've come to learn over the period of like the past few years. Obviously, definitely in terms of like manifestation and all that, I don't want to get too wishy-washy, but definitely just when your mindset changes that you are capable of doing something and are capable of creating some sort of business or product or service, then it basically just happens. You just have to put the work in.
Definitely. I've heard it always starts with belief. If you don't believe in it, it definitely won't work, even if you have the potential.
Exactly, yeah. I've heard an analogy of like the whole manifestation stuff and how it works. And it's basically like, I think it was Stephen Bartlett that said it. It's like a sat-nav in the car, and you can like set the sat-nav to where you want to go, and that is the manifestation. But you still got to like press the accelerator and turn the car and drive. And that is the human input than your own effort.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that manifestation can work in terms of where you want to go, but you still have to put all that hard work in to get there.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something many people get wrong with the word manifestation.
Some people think they can just like manifest £1,000 in their bank account and
and just sit there and do absolutely nothing. Yeah, you gotta put in the work. Yeah. But
you've got to believe that you are capable of.
Yeah,
of
if
that.
if you don't believe it's gonna happen, it won't. Even if you have the potential.
Like a friend said to me the other day, we were congratulating him because he had a video go viral and had like 10 million views.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, oh, congrats, that's so cool. And he was like, yeah, it's never going to happen again, so I'm celebrating it now. I'm like, well, that's not the attitude to have. Like, if you don't believe that one of your videos is like successful like that, then obviously it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I heard, since we're talking about quotes, attitude, your attitude determines your altitude. I love this one.
Yeah.
Your attitude determines your altitude.
And also, gratitude leads to higher altitude.
Ooh.
Kind of the same, but also, yeah.
In which way are you implementing gratitude to your life? Do you have like a routine, a practice?
Good saying, question.
Nonna, thank you for making this delicious pasta.
So every single morning, since the 1st of January this year, me and my friend basically send each other our like morning routine sort of checklist, which is three things that we're grateful for, today's intention, and what we're doing today.
Wow.
So I've done that every single day, maybe minus one or two days since the 1st of January.
You guys are accountability buddies.
Yeah, that's exactly what we are, accountability buddies.
That is amazing. Yeah. That is.
We were only going to do it for the month of January, and then we were just like, fuck it, we'll do it for the whole year.
Oh, that is so smart. I would have never. Yeah. I mean,
it's cool, man.
Wow.
It's on an app called Notion.
Ah, I know Notion.
Yeah.
Amazing. Cool. And do you guys do calls sometimes?
No,
as
we
well?
Just literally send a screenshot of it to WhatsApp. Well, we're friends, and we meet up every day for the gym and stuff. Uh-huh. But every morning we'll just screenshot it and send it to each other.
Wow.
And that's the first thing I do. Usually I'll read 10 pages before I go on my phone, then do that. Sometimes I'll write a quote that I've read from the book,
mm-hmm.
and then we send it to each other, and then I'm allowed to go on social media, etc.
Wonderful. What is your working routine like in terms of social media? Do you have any tips to content creators here? Because I don't know how it is for you. Mm-hmm. I sometimes catch myself like I want to post something and I end up watching 15 minutes of Nonna videos or 15 minutes of, do you know Hashpula?
Oh, yeah, the funny guy.
I'd
love to come up with an amazing bit of advice in terms of how to not get distracted on social media, but it's very, very hard.
Yeah.
You have to have a very, very like solid mindset. One thing that I would say is discipline is a lot more successful. Discipline is a lot more effective than motivation.
Mm-hmm.
So discipline will take you places that motivation won't. For example, like when you want to go to the gym, you don't need to rely. You shouldn't rely on motivation to go to the gym every day, because it's not going to happen. Some days you won't be motivated. Whereas if you just are disciplined and you know you need to go 4 days a week, 5 days a week, whatever, then no matter what, you'll go. Do you know what I mean? And I carry that throughout as much as I can throughout my work. So I'll do things like set daily limits on my social media. Try and catch myself if I'm just scrolling like mindlessly. But I've started a new habit where I basically charge my phone outside of my room, and that's been really cool because when I go to bed, I'm not distracted scrolling. It's just I'm ready. If I want to listen to a podcast, I'll ask my Alexa to just play 15 minutes of a podcast, and that's been really helpful because sometimes I'll spend hours just and a whole hour before I go to sleep just scrolling on TikTok. And then again, when I'm waking up in the morning, I'll reach for my book, brush my teeth, and not go on my phone straight away, and that's been really helpful.
I find it more difficult in the evening to actually be that disciplined
because you have to be tired.
Yes. That might just be a personal thing. Like in the morning, I just function. I don't even think. Like I take my cold shower. I don't have to think about it. I'm just doing it every day. So it's like, you know, like brushing your teeth. You brush your teeth. You do the whole shebang.
Yeah.
It's like if you do it for a month or two, every single day, it just becomes part of you. You don't think.
It's like breathing.
Yeah, it's like breathing. The same goes for the gym. I just every day I do something for my body.
I enjoy the gym so much, man.
I think that's the trick.
It's so fun.
Yeah. I think you got to find something that is fun. Yeah. And that's why most people struggle, I think.
Yeah, I used to train, or like I feel like a lot of people would agree with this, like to train to look a certain way or to reach a certain weight or reach a certain accolade. But now I just train because it's so fun and I know it's good for me.
Yeah.
And probably more for my mental health rather than my physical health. And
same.
Yeah, I love it.
The feeling afterwards is always the best.
Das war Teil 1 der Episode mit Sebs. Wenn dir das Gespräch Mehrwert gebracht hat, dann gerne rübergehen zu dem englischen Podcast Success Leaves Clues. Würdest uns auch mega damit supporten, wenn du ganz kurz abonnieren würdest und eine Bewertung dalassen würdest. Im Monat Februar spenden wir 10 pflanzliche Mahlzeiten an hilfsbedürftige Menschen für jede Bewertung. Das heißt, gerne einfach mal rübergehen, selbst wenn du kein Englisch sprichst, rübergehen, den Podcast bewerten. Mega mehrwertreiche Episoden. Die Episode mit Sebs ist offensichtlich eine meiner Lieblingsepisoden, aber wir machen so krass mehrwertreichen Content da, hohe Produktion. Dir wird's gefallen, bin ich mir eigentlich ziemlich sicher. Hör dir gerne die zweite Episode an oder die ganze Episode. Support den Podcast Success Leaves Clues. Und ich sage einen wunderschönen guten Morgen, guten Mittag oder guten Abend und bis zum nächsten Mal.